Good morning. A few high thin clouds overnight across the region, otherwise clear and cool early on today with areas of fog in interior New York and New England. It looks like we'll enjoy another day with plenty of sunshine as high pressure anchored off the eastern seaboard begins to drift away. The sun, though, will allow us to reach the lower to mid-70s by mid to late afternoon, maybe even some upper 70s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. A strong front with a bunch of wind energy is slicing through the upper Midwest and western Great Lakes. At the same time, a deep slug of tropical moisture is emerging out of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Tennessee Valley today and will ride up the Appalachian Mountain chain. The two will converge over us during the day tomorrow. So starting tonight, we'll have increasing clouds with the chance of a shower by tomorrow morning as lows drop back into the 50s and scattered showers tomorrow morning as the front approaches from the west. The scattered showers will turn into a steadier rain as we go through the day tomorrow, and that rain could be heavy at times before dark. Also, out in advance of that next front, the wind will increase out of the south and become gusty at times over 30, maybe even 40 miles per hour through tomorrow evening. Despite the clouds and rain, the afternoon high tomorrow will reach the lower 70s. Rain will continue tomorrow night, maybe some heavy rain and thunder as the front punches through. And that'll leave us with some leftover showers on Wednesday morning. Sunshine will make a comeback Wednesday afternoon as high pressure builds in behind the front, but cooler air will flow in as well, with highs staying in the 60s. Thursday and Friday look nice, quiet, with high pressure dominating, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 70s. Another strong front will head our way for the weekend, a chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southeastern United States. A warm front will lift northeastward across the central Gulf Coast region and into the southern Appalachians during the late afternoon and early evening hours. This will provide a zone of back low-level flow, enhancing the low-level shear. Giving a weakly unstable but very moist low-level environment, this zone of enhanced shear may be sufficient to support isolated tornado potential. And flood watches have been issued as developing low pressure will move along the Appalachian Mountains over the next couple of days, bringing heavy rain along with it. Rainfall totals of 2 to 3 inches are forecast, which may lead to localized flooding. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Palermo, Italy at 1:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Pretoria, South Africa at 4:06 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. There were 3 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Richfield, Kansas. The 102-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1997 by 5 degrees. There were 8 daily record lows at Jal, New Mexico. It was 49 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record that was set in 2008. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility, clear skies and 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 44, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Angel Fire, New Mexico, Saranac Lake, New York, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 80, Boston sunny with highs in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 58, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 77 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 87 hundredths below normal, and 23.73 inches for the year, which is 4.06 inches of rain below normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 30, that's 13 below normal, and 32 for the season, which is 34 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 89, set in 1942, and the record low, 32, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:01 p.m. 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by morning, lows mainly in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, mild today with highs reaching the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers in the morning, a steady rain, perhaps heavy in the afternoon and evening, becoming breezy, then windy with highs in the lower 70s. Leftover showers on Wednesday morning, then increasing sun in the afternoon in the 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, lower 70s, and the chance of showers Saturday and Sunday staying back into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.